It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. The FDA wants to ban two tobacco products that have disproportionately hurt African Americans, menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars. Coming up, our guest says it's about time. First, a bill that would remove the gray wolf from the endangered species list is headed to the U.S. Senate. It passed the House on Friday. The bill is authored by Republican Congressman Sean Duffy of Wausau. He spoke on the House floor before the vote.
You can make the argument that the pretty little puppy of the wolf, it's so pretty and beautiful, and we have to protect it. Well, we did protect it. We put it on the endangered species list. And like a lot of government programs, this one worked. And we have protected them and allowed them to recover.
Wisconsin's wolf population had been steadily increasing for decades, but in June, state wildlife officials estimated the number of wolves to be in the lower 900s, a slight decline from the previous year. The state DNR added that it might take a couple of years before we know for sure whether the population has stabilized. Supporters of the bill in Congress say wolves kill livestock and pets and pose other problems. Opponents say those issues are overstated and that the wolf needs to remain protected. Timothy Kama covers energy and the environment for The Hill. Tim, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, give us the basics. What exactly would this bill do if it were ultimately passed?
So what this bill would do is it would instruct the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to remove the gray wolf from the endangered species or threatened species list in the entire lower 48 states. But it would also make it so that any opponents of that delisting could not sue in court to have that delisting overturned if they felt that that was improper.
And that's a big point, because there's been a long process here with efforts to take the gray wolf off the endangered species list and those efforts being thwarted by lawsuits, right?
Exactly. This has been attempted before, and in those cases, the federal courts said that that was improper. Even under the Obama administration, they made the scientific determination that that these protections were no longer warranted. But then the court system stepped in and said that was improper. Now the Trump administration is expected as soon as next month to propose once again to delist the gray wolf. That, of course, would then have to be finalized and could also go back to court if this particular bill doesn't pass.
What was the partisan breakdown on this vote to approve this plan to delist the gray wolf?
So this was almost entirely Republican support in the House that passed it. However, there were some Democrats who joined in to support it frequently, Democrats in Minnesota or other states where they have a lot of gray wolf population and a lot of, ranchers or residents or what have you who think that this is a pest and a predator that they don't want around and don't want protected.
If this ultimately passes, does this mean it goes to states where the gray wolf lives to figure out their own management strategy?
Exactly. If this were to pass, which, by the way, would still require the Senate to approve legislation like this, and then President Trump would have to sign it, then states would be able to institute their own protections for this if they wanted to. But the default status in every state would be that it is not protected, and hunters could kill them, ranchers could kill them, or what have you.
Talking to Timothy Kama, he covers energy and the environment for The Hill, looking at a bill that passed in the U.S. House, still waiting for the U.S. Senate now, that would take the gray wolf off the endangered species list. Tim, let's get into the pro-con side of this. These are arguments we've heard, I'll tell you, a lot here in Wisconsin. But for Congressman Duffy and other supporters, what were some of the main points they made in saying, hey, it's time to take the gray wolf off the list?
Right. So for the supporters of this legislation, what this really centered on was their view that the gray wolf is more an unnecessary predator and pest than anything valuable to an ecosystem. This species has been protected since the 1970s. There's some disagreement over whether that was necessary at the time, because at that time it had been decades of human activity, pushing them out of their habitats, killing them to protect livestock and pets and humans and things like that. So that protection was intended to sort of bring them back from the brink of extinction when there were only a few hundred left in the wild. But the supporters of this bill, such as Congressman Duffy, feel that protection has been too successful, that these wolves are now coming back to being past the predator, and that states, that landowners, that individuals should be able to either harm them or kill them or what have you as needed to protect their interests, be that their livestock, individuals, pets, things of that nature, and that the only way to do that, of course, is to remove federal protections.
And what was the argument on the other side against passing this bill?
So the argument on the other side is that, ecologically, biologically, these wolves are necessary to a lot of ecosystems. The Democrats, for example, who were speaking out against this bill, they kept bringing up this example of in Yellowstone National Park years ago when wolves were reintroduced to the park by humans, by scientists. It really had a big impact on the ecology of the entire park, down to the trees, the rivers, things like that, to really bring it back to the way it was before humans started killing off a lot of the wolves. The argument is that you have all these animals, these plants that really, when you don't have one strong predator kind of at the top of the food system to keep things in check, that things don't operate as well as they could.
As you mentioned, this would have to pass in the U.S. Senate now. This is a lame duck session. Is there any indication that the U.S. Senate is going to jump on this right away?
Right. So it's a possibility. There's at least one piece of legislation working its way through the Senate that has a provision in it that would remove the gray wolf from the endangered species list. It's sort of a wide-ranging wildlife bill that would do. It's bipartisan, so it would do, some good things for wildlife as well. That has passed through the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee, so it's awaiting consideration on the Senate floor if the Senate decides to take it up. The Senate and the House are both considering passing some sort of wide-ranging public lands legislation during the lame duck session. It's something that they do a lot of years to, things like national parks or forests or what have you. This is something that could possibly be included in legislation like that as a compromise for something else. That's probably one of its most likely paths to passage. Of course, that would be a negotiation with the Democrats, and they might either not let that happen or try to get some other thing in return for that. But that's probably its most likely path if it's going to get passed anytime soon.
We'll leave it there, Tim. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you for having me on that.
That's Timothy Kama. He covers energy and the environment for The Hill. We talked to him about Wisconsin Congressman Sean Duffy's bill that would delist the gray wolf from the endangered species list. That bill passed the House on Friday and now theoretically heads to the Senate.